Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Rick George, the Colorado athletic director, said, that's categorically false. And the tweet was immediately pulled down. Like, there is so much going on right now. That's the problem with all this.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar. Led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. Stock up right now for your big blue-white weekend. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Time now to bring in the king. If we have him. I don't know if we do or not. Maybe we don't. Hope we don't have him. Yeah, there we go. Sounds like we do.
What
King!
Up?
King!
How's it going?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. Hot here, like 95 degrees.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. No, it's been warm here.
It's going to drop tomorrow to the 70s, but the last 2 days have been 90, so kind of weird, but it'll go back.
Yeah, no, it's been the mid 80s here. They'll practice again tonight, and then
football
scrimmage. Yep, scrimmage tomorrow. Yep,
they're going to be good this year. Who's the quarterback?
No. Not sure yet.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You don't really win jobs when it's open. You don't win jobs in the spring. I mean, that's one of the big misnomers about it. You got two guys that are pushing each other, and what really helps is that you have a defense that's pushing them. In other words, they're getting a lot of really good work because they're going up against, I think, what's a really, really good defense.
Yep. Is there? I don't want to say, are they the same type of quarterback or two different types? Like,
nah,
one's a runner, one's a drop back, or are they both the same?
They're a little different. Drew Aller is more of a pro-style pocket guy. It doesn't mean Drew can't move because he can.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bo is a bigger version of Trace McSorley. Yeah, throw it. He can
run.
On
the Patriots.
Yep. Trace McSorley of the Patriots, a bigger version of him in the way he plays.
Shocking that the Patriots signed McSorley, except maybe because he played for Billy O'Brien.
He never played for O'Brien. He never did.
Really? They said on the EEI that he did. So.
No.
Wow.
Bill had already left.
I'll be darned. They say so much stuff that's not true, and then nobody calls them out on it.
Wow.
So, wonder why they took McSorley. They've already got issues there. I know that Hoya went to Vegas. So I guess they do need a third string quarterback.
Yeah, they need, you know, they need a third guy. And that's where he fits in with what they're doing, to give them a third guy.
Yeah.
And at least he's
who
playing.
Who can play.
Yeah.
He can definitely play. So, man, if he succeeded in New England, they'd love him there. So, yeah. But they got so many problems now. So, how about them Red Sox, huh? Boy.
They are not good. I mean, they just are not good.
It's disturbing. I was giving Heim Bloom a pass, saying, you know what, look at Tampa. You know, look at Tampa. He built that team. But you can't do that in Boston. And he let five free agents go last year and got nothing for them. Nothing at all. And they don't have any star power. So you got Devers at third base, and he's one of the top 10 players in baseball with no protection in the lineup at all. So you don't have to pitch to him. You got Tiki Hernandez, who played center field last year. He's their shortstop this year.
Right.
It's insane.
That's because Trevor Story had surgery. That's the the reason why.
Yeah, I know. But my gosh, you've got a $200 million payroll. You got to have a shortstop somewhere.
Oh, I know.
Bring someone up from the minors who can play the position. You know.
I know. Hey, I sit there and I look at it. I've told you, how many times have I told you? I said, you know what? They aren't that good. And I've said that how many times?
No.
And
I think Cora's a lame duck manager. I think he's a nice guy, but he won a World Series, but, you know, it's arguable. Was it totally legit, you know? And after that, he's been in last place. It's about every year. So.
He's been given very little to work with, in my opinion.
No.
It's just, he doesn't have...
I mean, Sale is shot, you know?
Yep.
Did you hear his contract? In the year 2035, he's got money deferred. So in the year 2035, he collects $10 million a year until the year 2040. The Red Sox will be paying him to the year 2040.
It's
He's
insane.
Won one game in 4 years.
I know.
That's just that's not Heim Bloom's fault. But
no, that was Dave Dombrowski gave him that deal.
Yeah,
but you know what's interesting? The Bobby Bonilla deal. Well, there's two things. Yeah. Number one,
is he still getting paid
till 2032?
That's so funny.
July 1 every year he gets a check. And it's seven figures. And guess
that doesn't happen to me.
And guess who is the sixth highest paid player in the Cincinnati Reds right now?
I have no idea.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Really? They're still paying him?
Yep.
God, these guys, that's just smart business for the player, you know?
Oh, I mean, it's the agents. The agents are great. They sit there and they negotiate this stuff. They take the deferred money. Right? The league's going to keep going, so they're not going to sit there and worry about it.
And he probably got paid $100 million anyway, so he didn't need the money, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but he's getting, $3 to $6 million a year, something like that. He's the sixth highest paid Cincinnati Red.
Oh, can you imagine? I can't even imagine. Bobby Bonilla probably weighs 350 pounds now, you know. He's sitting at home eating popcorn. I don't know, and that's mean. I'm just saying, baseball's the furthest from his life. He's still collecting. Ken Griffey Jr. is big. I saw him. He put on quite a bit of weight.
Yeah.
So,
but it's amazing.
Are they worth it? No.
No.
Nobody's worth that kind of money. They're worth what the market says they are, but the market is so far off now. But I'll say this, the changes they've made in baseball are very sound. Yeah.
They're great.
The game is better. So.
Yep. Oh, I agree.
I mean, it moves right along. You're not sitting there like, oh, come on, will you just throw the ball? you know, right. or get back in the batter's box, you know. It moves right along. That, you know, half an hour off of the game time is really good. The game is more exciting. So
there have been more singles, more stolen bases.
Yeah.
Okay, less time.
There's something up because the players are doing it. They've tried other things other years, and the players won't do it. They're doing it this time. So it's you know, like I said, I went to college with a lot of Major League Baseball players, and I lived with them for 2 years, and they are a fickle bunch. You don't tell them what to do. So different type of athlete, you know. Not hockey players, that's for sure.
No, hockey players? I'll tell you right now. You want to talk about some of the easiest people on the planet to deal with? Hockey players.
Hockey players. They're well-educated. They're a good interview. Crazy on the ice, but incredibly nice off the ice. Yeah. Generous. It is a great game. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I do too.
Love it. Oh, I can watch any game. It doesn't matter. I'm kind of rooting for the Bruins, but
they're good.
What a season they have. My gosh.
They're good. They're relentless.
That does not translate into the playoffs at all.
No.
So,
No.
Fast teams give the Bruins a hard time. No. The Kraken, Seattle.
Yeah.
They gave the Bruins fits this year.
Yep.
They played them twice, and both times the Bruins were chasing them around the ice. Fast teams can beat the Bruins in a seven-game series. Carolina will give the Bruins a hard time.
I give Ron Francis a lot of credit. He did a great job with Seattle this year. I mean, he goes through the first year, you know, with personnel, and he figured some things out, and he was able to improve that team, and he got them into the playoffs in their second year.
Ron Francis is their GM?
Yep.
I love Ron Francis.
Yep.
Man, he played for the Whalers. Man, what? Great. He was so good for Connecticut, and he just...
Yep.
He was the ultimate hockey player. I was so happy for him to be able to leave Hartford and go win a cup. So
yep.
He won a couple of cups, Pittsburgh. Didn't he?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, and I think he did it with Carolina, too.
Yeah, he won one with Carolina, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's just the ultimate gentleman, yet great, great hockey player. He was fun to watch. So, Carolina's our team, but not no more. So,
nope.
Oh, well. They did good. That is a good hockey team, Carolina. That's the one team that beat the Bruins soundly this year, beat them 4-1. And the Bruins beat them two other games, but one was a shootout and one was an overtime. And then Carolina beat them 4-1. The Kraken beat the Bruins 3-0. Yep. I mean, they only lost 11 games. But so you could name the games. They lost to Toronto once. But still, the Kraken, I watched both games. The Bruins won one of them in overtime and then lost 3-0 in Boston. And they chased. Boston was chasing them all over the ice. They were too fast for them. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
We got headlines.
Unbelievable season, though. 65-11, something like that. Just unheard of. So. Yeah.
Well, we have headlines, and we'll come back with those in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory-trained techs take care of have your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
We lose him there?
No, I'm here.
Okay, what are your headlines? What's your first one?
My first one is kind of deep, at least for me anyway. Will the Quinnipiac National Championship hockey team get a parade in Connecticut?
Doubt it.
It is so frustrating. I live at UConn. They deserve everything they got. But a lot of people think Quinnipiac is like a Division II hockey team. They won the big one. They beat Boston University. They beat all the big schools. They beat Minnesota, where half the team's going to the NHL. And they got a great welcoming at their college and had a great, but they say no parade for them. And I'm sorry, that is just what they did. Did you watch the game, the championship game?
I did.
You did?
Yep. Yeah, I watched the game. They are a great, just an absolutely terrific defensive team. But against the Minnesota team that obviously I watched this year, right? Minnesota is a terrific offensive team. And Quinnipiac had them on their heels the entire third period. And, of course, that quick winner in overtime.
And what he did with 4 minutes left, I mean, it's just, you know what, boys? We're going to win or lose it right here. And for people who don't know,
he pulled
the
goalie.
Refs put the whistles away, but it was a clear penalty, and they had to call it. So Quinnipiac went on a power play. He pulled the goalie with 4 minutes left, so they had a 6-4 advantage. That's just saying, here you go, boys, go for it. And they didn't actually score with the two-man advantage. It was like 1 second difference or whatever. And then they win the hockey game and over, but that tied the game, and they win the game in overtime in 10 seconds with a set play that they practice 1,000 times.
Yep.
That if they win the faceoff to the left, this is the play, and it worked like a charm, but boom, they win. This guy, Rand Pecknold is his name, is the head coach of Quinnipiac. He took them from Division II back in the 1990s to Division I, and has been their head coach for 25 years. Brought them to the finals 3 times and finally won one. And Connecticut's like, oh, isn't that wonderful? You know, give me a break. I'm like, have a parade for these kids. They're an amazing hockey team. He's an amazing coach, and he has built an amazing program. And no, they're not just a political college that does, political polls. They're a very good sports school.
What's interesting is the other part about Quinnipiac is this Baker Dunleavy, who's a really good coach, because Penn State played Quinnipiac this year in basketball.
Yep.
Stepped down after 6 years. He's going to become Villanova's general manager of basketball. And the bottom line is, there are guys that are head coaches right now. They don't want to deal with the transfer portal. They don't want to deal with NIL. They don't want to deal with some of this stuff. And they're getting out or moving into another spot like this. And
Where did the head coach from Hartford go?
Johnny got the Manhattan head coaching job, John Gallagher.
Good for him. He's a good man.
He is a good man.
He's a good basketball mind. He's a good, great with his group, and he got screwed at Hartford.
Big time.
He got screwed because that is one expensive school to go to, and for them to say they didn't have the money to be Division I was just wrong. They do.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing was handled poorly.
You got a headline?
Yeah. Tampa Bay will eventually lose.
Who?
Tampa Bay.
Oh, Tampa Bay.
will eventually
not
lose.
Not if they play the Red Sox, they won't.
I didn't say when, but I'm just saying eventually they'll lose.
Man, they're someday. Good, man. Yeah, they'll come back down to earth. So, and a lot of teams started off, but they're playing very well. I mean, the Red Sox almost got them. One of the games is 1-0.
So. Oh, yeah. Just a fabulous performance by Boston.
You can't let any of these teams get out too far ahead. Like the Yankees got way out in front and then kind of came back to earth, but they were so far ahead, they could. Again, it doesn't translate into a World Series. As good as Tampa Bay has been, they haven't won a World Series. So,
what's interesting,
though, the big one.
They got three starting pitchers that aren't involved right now. Shane Baz is out. Tyler Glasnow's out. Tyler began his career here in State College. Zach Eflin's out. They're still out there. They're running guys out there winning games.
Yeah. Well, Chaim Bloom built that. He built a strong minor league system. But you can do that in Tampa. They'll give you 10 years to do whatever you want. You can't do that in Boston. I mean, they want his head. There's only 20,000 people at the game at their last home game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cold, I'll say that. But if they were good, it would have been full. And
right.
And that John Henry's not going to stand for that. I mean, this is John Henry's plan. He's a businessman. But when he's flat out losing money like that, that does not... I mean... Like one guy said, they got a $200 million payroll. Who are they paying? Where are the
right.
players? I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, who are they? Where are they? What? I mean, you got your center fielders playing shortstop. What's going on here? They have no starting pitching. So
no.
I was stunned at Kluger. He hasn't pitched well at all, and he's a good pitcher. So. I don't know.
I'm trying to think who it is, who you're talking about.
Corey Kluber?
Okay. Yeah, Kluber.
Yeah. Kluber, whatever. He's a good pitcher.
Wow.
And
well,
he hasn't been able to get anybody out.
Oh. Here's my thing. You know, the running joke from Bob Uecker in Major League. Hey, the first hit of the season will tell you that it kind of set the tone. And like Willie Mays Hayes dribbles 1-3.
And, I love that movie. And the guy sitting next to him getting drunk. The good old days. So my next question is, who's going to be the number one quarterback picked? Who do you think?
I would go with Bryce Young.
Getting into it.
I know he's smaller, but geez. He's got a feel. He knows he plays.
Which one?
I like him.
You kind of cut out. Say it again?
The Alabama kid, Bryce Young. But Stroud's really good,
yeah.
Those are the two best quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think him and the Ohio State kid are the two best. I hear Richardson's not that good. A lot of people are down on him. Why he's being rated so high.
Shouldn't be. He's not accurate. I mean, I really don't care if he wins the long jump. Okay, last I checked, they don't stop the game to do it.
Tom Brady can't jump a half a foot, you know?
No.
It doesn't really matter, you know?
Hey, have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
Stay safe.
Thanks. Back on Monday. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.